And I happen to have a typo in my braille, or a braillo, whatever you want to call it. And I need somebody else to read it for me.
Therefore we are buried with him in baptism, through baptism, unto death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. See, this is New Life Church of Denver. And God wants us to walk in new life.
Amen.
And he wants us to be so full of new life that there isn't any of the old left in it.
Amen.
We're not supposed to be walking around like the old man who was crucified and buried with Christ. But he wants us walking around with joy and,
yes,
and light, showing that people may want to know what we have. I'd also like you to turn now to Acts chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 16 through 20. Thank you, Lord. Have everyone... There came a multitude out of the cities round about to Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those who were vexed by unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, and were filled with indignation, and laid hands upon the apostles, and put them into the common prison. It's Acts chapter 5, verses 16 through 20. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them out and said unto them, Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this. Turn the page. New life. That's what God wants us to be doing. Telling people the new life that is in us. Giving people hope and joy. I have a little something I want to do here. If I can figure out how to turn it on. We walk around with our little light that shines. And when we come in contact, it's like this. I'm talking to you, but in the meantime, I'm thinking, do I want to let my little light shine to you? You might not like me if you knew I was a Christian. Or I'll walk over to somebody over here and have contact with somebody over here, and I'm thinking, do I want to let my light shine to you? I mean, you may ask me a question about God, and I may have to... may not be able to answer it. I better not let my little light shine. You know? But that's not how God wants us to be. He wants us to let our little light shine.
Yes.
Amen.
He wants us to let this light shine that is within us. Turn that off then. And some of us Christians, we don't walk around with a little light. We walk around with a great big fog light. Walking around, and when people look into that, whoa, what's that? You know, they're blinded by it. And it's like a deer looking into the headlights of your car. They can't see. It's so bright, they can't see it. Besides, they don't want their filthy rags to expose. So that's not right either. That's why the Word says to walk around with our little light showing, and saying, God bless you. Or Did you know Jesus came to forgive you your sins? Isn't that awesome? Things like that. Not overwhelming them with bang, boom, or hiding your little light. God wants us to show our little light and live in newness of life. This is taking less time than I thought. But that's okay, too. I'd like us all now to turn to Hebrews chapter 10, and we're going to read verses 19 and 20. Having therein, brethren, boldness to enter into the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way. It's a new way. It's living. It's life. It's life overflowing. We don't need to be walking around in drudgery and all kinds of things. God gave us life that we should live it abundantly. Amen. And that's my next scripture. If you will turn to John 10:10, part B. I can find my scripture here. Here it is. But I came that they may have life and may have it abundantly. That's what God wants for us, to have new life, abundant life, and not to be chained down or dragging in the bottom or being afraid to show our little light. It's like Deborah said earlier, you know, people walk into bars and they're not going to show their little light because they don't want people to know I'm might be not doing what God wants me to do. Or other idea is, you know, we walk around in the dumps or worrying about self-condemnation because, oops, I goofed yesterday, committed a sin. That's not what God wants for us.
That's right.
You can walk around with your big heavy burden on your back and people see that and it's full of anxiety, fear, self-condemnation, worthlessness, worry, weakness, sickness and disease or pain or even bitterness.
Yes.
And God doesn't want us carrying this big old thing on our back. He wants us to throw it up to Him. Or even worse, some of us carry a great big heavy snake, a smelly snake on our back. And He bites us to remind us of our anxiety, or He bites us to remind us of our fear, or our bitterness. And He keeps biting us. And not only does He bite you, whenever you come in contact with somebody else, that crazy snake's going to bite somebody
That's
else.
That's right. Amen.
Throw it on Jesus. He's the only snake tamer I know.
Amen.
He'll tie that crazy snake up into knots, and they can't bite or crawl when they're tied up in knots.
Amen. Yes.
Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 21 through 25. I've been sweating over this message since Tuesday.
Lamentations what?
Lamentations chapter 3. It's a very small book, just after Jeremiah. Verses 21 through 25. This I recall to mind, that I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because of his compassions that fail not.
Hallelujah.
They are new every morning.
Yes.
Great is His faithfulness. Mm-hmm. The Lord is my portion. My soul, saith my soul, sorry. Therefore will I hope in Him.
Yes.
The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, that seek Him diligently. That's what God has for us. Hope. Joy. And then let's turn over to Psalm 55, chapter 22. Now, verse 22. 55, 22. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never allow the righteous to be moved.
Amen.
See, that's what God wants for us. He wants miracles to happen in this church. He wants to see people healed in this church. He wants people to cast their burden on Him so that they can be free, so they can be light, so they can shine that light and walk in newness of life. And that's what the little pieces of paper are for. I want each of you to take a few minutes and write down on those pieces of paper all your little burdens, all your self-condemnation, your fears, your anxieties, your sickness, your dis-ease, your bitterness, whatever it is.
Amen.
Write it on those little slips of paper.
Amen.
And if you run out of paper, just write ETC at the end of it. I'll give you a little bit of time.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Do you need more time?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have keyboards. You need more paper here?
No, just write ETC at the end. Even your kids, you know, if your kid's a burden on you, write that down. Or if your stuff is a burden on you, write that down. Whatever it is that is holding you back from walking in the newness of life, write it on those pieces of paper. See, I even have mine all written up. And don't sign your name to it. While we're doing that, I'm going to read another scripture. I'm going to read 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. And then when you're all through, we're going to read another set of scriptures, and this will be my close. Are you all ready? No? Yes? Okay, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3. Verses 20 and 21. When you're done with your little papers, I want you to fold them up because we're going to do something here in a minute. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what?
All
that we ask or think according to the power that works in us.
Amen.
Unto
Amen.
Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all the ages of the world without end.
Amen.
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 Now, I'd like you all to stand up, take your little pieces of paper, and without trampling on over everybody, I want you to bring it up here to the foot of the cross and cast it upon the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
All your burdens. We're going to be free today.
Amen.
God wants us free.
Amen.
Come on up and lay your burdens at the foot of the cross.
Amen.
That's where they belong. They don't belong in your back. They don't belong carrying around
Amen.
All day long.
Amen.
Bring your burdens and cast them at the foot of the cross.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Excellent.
This is a way that we can be free.
Amen.
And be walking in that newness of life. We can be free. And don't carry anybody else's burden, you know, and don't pick it up again. Just leave it there and He'll consume it. He'll take care of it.
Amen.
And He's going to bring you joy. He's going to bring you healing. He's going to bring you miracles.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Bill, would you like to close?
Richard, that was excellent. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. See, the thing is, if you really cast them on him, they won't be there for you to pick up anyway because he's already dealt with them.
Amen. I'd like to give a quick testimony about Richard because I was there in the hospital when he was laying in bed. And he gave the doctors a testimony. They said, well, do you believe that God can heal you? And he said, yeah. Just like, bang, like this is the way he said it. Bang, like this. You're healed and poof, you're out of there. Well, the next day he walks out of the hospital. So he believes what he's saying here.
Praise the Lord. You know, it's interesting, the little bit that God gave me this morning. I'll take one issue with one of the things that Richard said. Ladies and gentlemen, when you turn that light on, and it's not a little light, if God's in you, that light's exposing things in you and around you. Amen? So it's not wrong to let that light shine. And it's going to shine in the places of darkness. That's what's going to let people know they need Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we don't want to conceal it. And can I tell you, let's just be honest this morning. Can we just be totally honest? The reason we do try to hide a little bit and we don't want it to shine too bright is because we're a little intimidated by the outcome or what we might have to do. I mean, you might be labeled a fanatic. You know what? But that's what's going to bring people to conviction, bring people to the knowledge that Jesus, they need Jesus in their life. When they see that there's blemishes on them, I don't know about you, for some reason when I go out and eat, it seems like no matter how hard I try, something's going to get on me. You know what I mean? And I hate that. You know? But the point is, we've already got something on us and in us that transcends everything else and that we don't need to be ashamed of or embarrassed about. Amen? Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I was thinking about my son. Conversations that I've had with him this past week. Especially, I think it was yesterday. May have been Friday. Doesn't make any difference. But I was reminded of a scripture in Psalm 119, starting in verses 9 through 11. And I was reminded about that. And I believe it ties in with what Richard said this morning. Let's just read that. Psalm 119, verses 9 through 11. It says, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
Man.
Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. Amen?
Man.
Praise the Lord. And I got to thinking about Michael. You know, sometimes we try to put... You know, I had a conversation with some of the people that I work with that work for me. And one of the things that I know is that every one of us has a way that we were taught, a way that we were brought up. And sometimes it's difficult for us just to accept that not everybody was taught the same way. But if we get to the same outcome, so what?
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
If we get to the same outcome, what's the difference? Who cares? The point is we got there. Amen? We're not the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? Hallelujah. So the point is, and God deals with us differently because we are different. We are individuals. Now there are some things we all know that He demands of all of us. But there are some things that He works individually in our lives with. That He takes out at certain times in our life. Or exposes and says, let's get rid of that today. Amen? Hallelujah. He works in us. Praise the Lord. So we need to understand that. And with Mike, sure, there's a lot of things that I'm not happy with the way he does it, but you know, what does it make any difference what I think? It's what God thinks. I'm not the judge. I'm not the Alpha and the Omega. The point is, when I hear things coming out of his mouth, and when he's not ashamed to stand up, how many of us are willing to stand up and make statements to the media that God's my guide, God's the one who's in control, God's going to bring a good outcome? Hello?
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
You know, that says a lot. That says that God's working whether we see it or not. Amen? And one of the things that you know is when I finally came to the place in my life where after I had gotten in the way, I finally said, God, I release him to you. He's yours. Do with him what you will. He's in the safest hands he can be in. Now, you all have heard me say that. Most of you, if not all of you, have heard me say that before. And you know what? God's working. God's working. And through this, I can't tell you I'm always exactly in line with God's methods, but who cares? Doesn't matter what I think. It matters that God does what he does. Amen?
Amen.
He doesn't ask our opinion. He doesn't ask for our help because we're limited. Amen? Praise the Lord. We commend too many times and too much of our life we spend operating in the natural thoughts. Amen? Natural thoughts. I like what Richard did this morning. Write those things down, and this is a physical symbol of you throwing them at the cross at the foot of Jesus and casting your cares on him, letting him take care of them so you can be free. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. James chapter 3, verses 9 through 18. Let's start with verse 8. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless God our Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Now, there's several things we can look at here. First of all, one of the things we do is by our tongue. You know, how many know that we can't get sweet water and bitter water out of the same well? One of the things we do is, on the one hand, we confess God, we talk God about God, we say great things about him, and then we go right, and some first little thing that happens, next thing you know, things are coming out of our mouth that, and we don't catch it right at first. Sometimes we don't catch it right away. And then we got to go back and we got to say, Father, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. But the point is, if we're really in control, or controlled by him, what do we read in Psalms 119:9? How will a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the word of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Verse 10 says, out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. What wisdom? The wisdom of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. This wisdom does not descend from above. Well, let me go back. In the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. Amen? We're supposed to confess and forsake our sin, aren't we?
Yep.
And confess and forsake our mistakes and our wrongdoing. Amen? Sure. That's what made David a man after God's heart, is the fact that even though he did wrong, what we would sit back and judge in our physical flesh, in our own natural thinking, very harshly. Well, God, I mean, you know what he did. Yeah, I know what you did too. Ooh, I heard that. We're going to pray for toes here in just a minute. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. That doesn't sound like anything from the Spirit, does it to you? For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. There's no anxiety. Amen? New life, like Richard talked about. Hallelujah. Gentle, willing to yield. Oh, folks, did you get that? How many times have you resisted God? Hello? Okay, moving right along. I wanted that to sink in for a minute. Willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits. That does not mean, however, let me go back. That does not mean yielding to things that are wrong or out of darkness. That means yielding to the things of God and the things that are right. Peaceable, pure, amen? Hallelujah. And those kind of things only come from one place, and that's God. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Well, I really like that person, so I'm gonna really, you know, this other guy, he's kind of a stinker. I don't really want much to do with him.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like partiality to me. Mm-hmm. How about you? Without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what we've learned this morning is we need to walk in newness of life. Amen? God's paid the price. He's given us a way where we can lay all the corruption, the garbage, and the things that torment us at His cross. Amen? But you need to understand that when you go back to that cross for any reason, you can't find them. You hear me? You can't find them. They're not there. They're gone. They're covered and dissolved in the blood of Jesus. And those stains that used to be there are now white as snow. There's no even whisper or even minute particle of it left. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's good to do physical things to get our mind to think in the right ways. Amen. Like writing on a piece of paper all the things that are holding you down. And physically going and saying, God, here they are. I give them to you. I don't want them anymore. I want my life controlled by you. And by doing that, you come to the understanding that they're gone. Forever. Amen? Gone forever. In a minute, I'm going to go pick those up and I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to dispose of them. They're not there anymore, folks.
That's right.
You laid them down. I remember an old song says, is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Hallelujah.
Woo.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, it's by taking heed to the Word of God that we cleanse our ways and that we're able to do what God wants us to do. That He works in us. It's by taking heed to that Word, by listening to and obeying and giving ourselves to that Word that we cleanse our way. That's a daily process. Amen? Daily process. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about this message this morning. Praise the Lord. Richard heard from God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It was fresh. It's not something none of us knew. But it was fresh this morning, amen? That's what I feel in my spirit. It was fresh. I appreciated it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I told Richard last Wednesday night when he came to me. I said, Richard, I trust the God that's in you.
Amen.
Amen. And he did a good job. Because he allowed God to speak through him. To give him His Word, amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now you know what? Now that we've done that and it's all been laid at the cross under the blood, we can walk out of here today new, refreshed, different than when we walked in. Isn't that what we prayed this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't. It's mine. You can't have it. That's what Jesus says. It's mine. You gave it to me. I'm not giving it back. In fact, it's gone. It's gone. Did you hear me? It's gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I think it sounds like rejoicing time.
People. Amen. You're picking up, Richard. You're picking up. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. I may look like I'm put together on the outside, but on the inside, I am having a party. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm rejoicing. I'm dancing. My hands are upraised. I'm giving glory to God because of His Word and this message this morning. Amen? Because I know the reality of this. How about you? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you need prayer for any reason this morning, whether it's concerning the message or anything else, don't walk out of here tonight or today with that still, with your hand still around that thing. Let it go. Let it go. Be free in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
For who the Lord has set free is free indeed.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing in your thoughts and your will to this house today. And touching these temples, Lord, that you've designed to house your presence, Lord. Thank you for causing change, direction, and correction in us, Lord, that we desperately seek for, so that we can be in your image and likeness, and we can work the works and accomplish the things of God that you've designed and called us to do. I thank you, Lord, that your word now is sealed in every heart, that it's the seed's been planted, and now, Lord, I thank you in advance that it's going to accomplish and is already accomplishing what it was sent to do, and it cannot and it will not return void. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Go with your people, Lord. Again, Lord, let your countenance continue to shine. Your face shine on your people, Lord, causing growth, causing direction, peace. You said if we'll keep our minds on you no matter what, Lord, you'll keep us in perfect peace. Keep our minds fixed on you. Fixed. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that it's just beginning. I thank you for the good outcome because of your word. Now, Lord, we sanctify the fellowship and the food. Bless our time together, Lord. We receive it with thanksgiving, and we thank you, Lord, for not only the fellowship we've had with you, but that fellowship will continue, Lord, with you and with your people, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you all praise, all honor.